Goose.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass. For a 20-foot press, always welcome. Wonderful August. It's Friday, the 19th of August, 2005, and I'm heading home towards Papillion. I'm just about ready to get on the interstate here. I got to make sure I'm paying attention so I don't run off the road. Get my blower running here in my car. And hey, welcome back to Audio On Demand. Hey, I jumped up to some listeners. And I'd like to welcome you once again for checking out Audio On Demand. Hopefully this weekend I might be able to do a cast with a little bit better audio quality. Today I have the Muvo again, and I forgot another device, and this is the best I got today to do a recording, so please bear with me on the quality. Hopefully the content will make up for it. Let's see, I am still in pursuit of a better job, or a different job. this job here is about driving me crazy. Tell you the truth, I just don't want to talk about it. I've had a pretty easy day today. Didn't have a whole lot of things on my plate, so kind of worked through some things and said, okay, that's good enough. And had most of the afternoon to kind of piddle around a little bit. Didn't get a whole lot done on my own because, I don't know, just didn't happen. You've been listening earlier this week. I've really been working hard on getting some documentation together and ready for a job application. Boy, I really hope that I get an opportunity to interview, and I really, really hope that I get a chance to consider an offer. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but it will be in the cost. I'm sorry. Will be in a healthcare background, which is something that I'm very, very interested in getting into. I've been in manufacturing here for probably well over 10 years now. If you add up all my summers and the weekends and whatever else I was doing in school and things like that, I'm actually about 8.5 years in my professional experience. The current job I have now is pretty much entry-level wage. Not very happy with it. Like I said, don't get a whole lot of direction, and I'm not convinced that the folks that should be giving me direction know how or know what needs to be done. So, and I by no means know that either. It's a very different culture than what I've been used to in the past. So, anyway, it's been pretty trying the last few months. Been at this current job about, since March, so, let's see, July would be a quarter, June would be a quarter, so March, April, June, July, August, September, that would be 6 months, 7 months? I've been here 5, 6, 7 months, something like that. 5 months, I guess, total. And, boy, I just really can't wait to get out of this place. Do doing the drives is getting expensive with gasoline, over $2.50 a gallon. I'm not seeing the government do a whole lot about it. I don't know if they have much that they could do about it. But anyway, as far as my job search, like I said, I've been working pretty hard at it. Got a tip last weekend, actually first of this week. Just that, you know, kind of keep your eyes out on this company. There's going to be an opening there, and lo and behold, there was an opening that day that I got the tip. I found out about it on Tuesday, actually went out there and looked for it, and since Tuesday I've been working on cover letters, sprucing up the resume, customizing a little bit for that particular position. Actually sent it to a colleague of mine and also a professor that I've taken several classes with in the past and know pretty well and have some confidence in. Actually, his wife had this position for a short time until she got another offer with another firm. So, I just cannot explain how excited I am about this opportunity. I really, really, really hope that they make a decent offer. I hope they give me an interview. I hope I interview well. I hope I get an offer. Boy, the whole process is so damn heart-wrenching, especially when it's a job that you really, really want. And this is probably the second opportunity of a particular job that I really, really wanted. And the first one I worked, probably 3 or 4 months on. Actually, I probably worked 2 years on trying to get into this place. And it got so bad, I really became motivated. I really tracked down some people and got some things to happen, and I kind of squeaked my way into that company. The unfortunate part is I ended up getting laid off due to the economy just continually to compress, bad decisions made on that company, bad decisions made by that company, and obviously I didn't know the right people there or have the right relationships there to continue to work there, but in a way, it was a blessing to be let go there. It made me look at my career a little bit further. You know, quite honestly, the pay was good. I didn't have a real jerk for a boss there. At the end, I had a boss that was completely clueless. So, I mean, you've got a clueless boss, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do. You know, I really, really didn't do a whole lot for my career. I did start a master's program. Had to put that on hold because of the job change. I really, really, really would like to get through that, start banging that out a little bit. I'd really, really like to make this change. So, you know, like I said yesterday, please keep me in your thoughts and prayers, and let's hope that this is an opportunity that comes to me and helps me get out of this funk that I've been in here for the last, probably a year. I don't know what to say. I just can't stop thinking about it. I did reach out and try and contact an individual that has this same position, and I did not get a response. And I don't know. It kind of concerns me a little bit, but then again, it may not be a big deal. Maybe I got an email. My wife was checking the email or something there at home. I don't know. Maybe it takes a while for the email to get out. Maybe she's going to wait till she gets home to forward an email to me. I really hope that's what the deal is there. So anyway, Boy, what's on the plate for this weekend? It looks like we've got a wedding to go to tomorrow in Lincoln, so I'll be traveling down I-80 once again. But we'll be taking the Toyota with a little smoother ride, a little better gas mileage, and some air conditioning. So it'll be a lot easier to deal with than this ride that I do daily. It's raining right now, but it is still pretty damn hot out. We got rain and then temperature of 82 out, so it's pretty much like warm piss. Pretty much like warm piss being dribbled on you. Got the windows up so I can do my talking here today. And got a wedding to go to. Probably going to miss band practice on Saturday, which is kind of a bummer. That always seems to bring me up a little bit. At least give me the opportunity to make a lot of noise. And some of the members I'm not too thrilled with anymore, but I get a chance to get out, make a little bit of noise, and have some fun. That always helps my spirits a little bit. So, I don't know, we'll see how that turns out. Maybe we'll decide just to go to the reception and skip the wedding, or maybe we'll just skip the wedding and go to the reception, or maybe we'll skip everything, and I don't know what we'll do with the gift. Try and take it back, or what, exactly. So, not looking forward to that. That should mess up the day pretty good tomorrow. Sunday, don't really have anything planned as far as I know. I probably should check with the wife. I forgot the phone today, and I could call her right now and find out, but I don't have the phone. So, we'll have to see how that goes. My wife wants to probably go to the farmer's market again, and that sounds like something I'd like to do tomorrow, too. Boy, it's raining. I can't really mow the lawn today. Maybe it's not raining at home, or maybe it'll let up and it'll be dry enough that I can mow. I tell you the truth, I don't know if I need to mow. I kind of had an interesting thing happen last night. I was working on the resume and cover letter. By the way, the professor thought my cover letter was pretty sharp. It's a lot shorter than what I've used in the past, and it leaves some interest out there to be asked about, so
Hopefully that damn thing will work. Oh, please, God. Don't torture me.
Gosh, where was I at? Oh, yes, the story from last night. My wife, I don't know, she evidently decided to go for a ride while I was working on my thing there. And she wanted me to look at a particular car, and I said, you know, I really don't have time to look at a car tonight. I really, really need to sit down and get some of this stuff done. Bought a book the day before over at Barnes & Noble. It was a pretty inexpensive book. I think it was like $12 or $13, so. And it was all about writing cover letters and how to find a job and this and that. To tell you the truth, it wasn't too bad of a book. I said, hey, it's only $13, let's go for it. Use some of the tips in there to, use some of the tips in there for my cover letter. Anyway, back to my story. She went out for a ride. She came back, dropped the dog off, and then I think she went over to her mom and dad's house just down the street with Jake. And when she came back, she opened up the door and opened up the door and let the dog out. The dog always loves to run around in the front yard, get in all kinds of trouble. And this particular day, she found a baby rabbit. Now, this is the second time she's found a baby rabbit in the yard. And I don't know if I've actually told the story about the first baby rabbit that she found. But I'll tell that right after I tell the story about the baby rabbit last night. My wife comes in in a panic. The dog! Oh my God, the dog! I thought, well, yeah, there she's done it. She's gotten loose, run out to the street, and got hit by a car, and is either dead or on her way to the big doghouse in the sky, or got a broken bone or something, and we're gonna have to spend $1,000 to patch this dog up. So I get out. The boy is inside, holding his hands over his ears.
And there's the dog running around in the yard in the circles, prancing around with something in her mouth and squeaking. My wife says, oh, the dog's got a rabbit, the dog's got a rabbit. And sure enough, she's got a baby rabbit. You know, great, what am I going to do now? So I try tracing the dog around a little bit, and you know, all that does is get the dog to start running around and flip the rabbit around and pick it up and, you know, carry it around a bunch more. And, I don't know, this goes on for 5 or 6 minutes. She almost gets hit by a car. She runs out damn near in front of a car and almost gets squashed. I go back in the house and I say, the hell with this. I'm not going to chase this dog around with this rabbit. She's probably killed it already. And just as long as she don't bring the thing in the house and hide it somewhere where we, you know, can't find it, but we smell it. So I go back in and she starts coming back in. And I grab, like, this bottle of soda, and I throw it at her. It kind of gets her attention. Almost hit her. She doesn't respond. She just kind of sits there. Eventually, she finally throws the rabbit down and is kind of looking at it, nosing at it a little bit, and I get her to break away from the rabbit. At that point, my wife comes out and gets the dog and hauls her butt inside, and goes, oh, I'm angry about the rabbit back so that, you know, it can live and blah, 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 blah. Oh my god, the poor rabbit. I was like, alright, well, let's get something to pick it up. And it looked like it was dead, but I think it was just kind of in shock, probably just responding like it normally does, like a rabbit would normally do if it was assaulted by a dog and played dead there. And, after a few minutes, it kind of lifted its head up. It was a very young rabbit. It did not open its eyes. It had really small ears, and I was kind of wondering if it really was a rabbit. And I'm pretty sure it was. So, my wife brings out a dustpan, and I kind of take a stick and roll it up into the dustpan. And, you know, I show the boy the little rabbit, the little bunny, and we go to put it back into the hole that the dog pulled it out of in the yard. It was in some landscaping under some wood chips and that. So I do that. Dog's inside. A few minutes later, here comes the dog down the street. Sniffing around. I'm sure he smelled our dog all over the place. Stops right next to where the rabbit was placed and takes a leak and keeps on walking. So that dog never got it. The dog went on down the street, and we finally went inside. My wife decided to go out and check on the rabbit again, and she goes, oh, God. You know, I went to check. That rabbit isn't there, but the cat from a couple houses down, kind of lurking in the area. Jeez, maybe that damn cat got the rabbit. So I don't know if we got a rabbit there in that hole or not. Jesus, probably a couple weeks ago, I was out working on removing a basketball hoop from my yard, and what I got there, what I did is, I had a basketball hoop in my, by my driveway there, and it was on a pole, and the pole was pretty much rusted through at one point, and the crack kept getting bigger and bigger, and I thought, you know, got a Sawzall. Let's take that baby down. I'm afraid that sucker's going to fall on a car. Probably be mine, and I'll be driving back and forth to Lincoln without a window or a windshield. So I cut the sucker down, broke a couple blades with the old Sawzall. Got it down, and I was working on getting the stump out. Whoever the stupid idiot was that put this thing in, filled the post about, 4 feet tall with cement. It was solid cement, 4 feet out of the ground, and then they had probably at least 2 or 3 bags of cement around the post, including a, looks like some sort of a cinder block or something in there. So I was digging and wiggling and wiggling and digging, and the wife was out there talking to the neighbor, and the dog's kind of sniffing around, of course. She's loose again. And she
she kind of gets right up into the flower beds next to the house, and she's kind of pawing at something. All of a sudden, she kind of jumps a few steps and then jumps a few more steps. I'm like, oh, jeez, what the hell's the dog got? All of a sudden, she comes out of there prancing away with a rabbit in her mouth. Sure enough, she captured another rabbit. And eventually we got her to come back to that flower bed, and she still had the rabbit in her mouth. She wouldn't drop it, and I couldn't get her to drop it, So, what do I do in front of the neighbor and my wife and the boy, a very impressionable boy? I grabbed the boy's plastic shovel. It's like a little Pike's plastic shovel for kids to, you know, play around with in the sand. Not really a large, or not a really large shovel, and it's not a little small shovel that you would use with a, you know, bucket of sand or whatever. It's pretty good size, probably, you know, to scale for a little guy. So I grabbed the shovel, hit the dog on the head once, no rabbit release. Hit the dog on the head twice, no rabbit release. Third time, hit her on the head, and she does release the rabbit. So I kind of kick the rabbit away, and the rabbit kind of takes off, thank goodness, and my wife grabs the dog, yelling at me for hitting her on the head with a shovel, and, you know, the neighbor says, oh my God, the dog is stunned, but oh, the dog has a very hard head. She's not quite sure what she had in her mouth, and not quite sure what hit her on the noggin, so... that's the second rabbit in the mouth story by the dog. She's been known to bring in birds and has caught baby birds and basically killed them in the past, or I've had to get the old shovel out and toss them over the backyard fence. Let's see what else we got. We got another dead item in the house. We've gotten a fish from the MIL and FIL tenants that were living in their house before the MIL and FIL moved in, and they were moving to D.C. and didn't have any room or reason to transport this fish, so we got it with a little plant on top. It was like a red or blue, purple, I think it's a tetra, or what are they, not a tetra, one of those mean things, you can't put two of them together in one fish bowl, it'll kill one another. But, evidently, we've had him for, 14 months, and finally it dawned belly up. So, my wife wants me to dig him out of the plant, flush him down the toilet or whatever, so I'm probably going to do that today. He's been dead in there for a few days now. I told my wife, why don't you just wait for him to, float to the top, and then I can take and scoop him out and flush him that way, but she wants me to take care of him, so I'll probably take care of him tonight. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, maybe I get some sleep tonight. I'm kind of at the point in my life where I don't really have any projects that I really, 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 really want to get done, but looked at my Zoom 9030 Excel thing again. I've kind of revisited that a little bit in some of my spare time at work. If anybody's got a Zoom 9030, let me know if you have a better way of editing the patches. It's got a pretty good interface, but the buttons are small, so are the dials, so. What I'd really like to do is have it automatically update right there on my desktop. So, oh, speaking of gadgets, one of the things I looked at today was an Alesius USB mixer, and one of the things I did not know about USB mixers is that you can use those suckers as a regular mixer. Now, I'm not sure how they work with the USB connection, if can actually separate the individual tracks out, or if you can only record so many tracks, or, you know, if it, evidently it kind of acts like an additional sound card, like a USB type sound card. So, you know, I'm really kind of interested in that. Boy, you could do some multi-track recording that way. You know, probably control, let's say, like, Cubase or, what's the other one? The Apple product that everybody uses these days. Or Ableton or something like that. So, $150, probably not going to buy one. Boy, I really would like to, though. I really need a guitar amp, too. That would really help me out. There's probably about $2,000 worth of stuff I'd like to get right now, but I just don't have it. Have it, but I can't spend it. Can't spend it with the current situation of the pocketbook, so. Anyway, I'm about 25 minutes here into the cast. Actually, just outside of my exit here. Let's see here. Where are we at? About 437 or so. I need to go to 438, so. I think I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. Like I said before, welcome if you're new. Hopefully the content makes up for the quality. You can drop me an email at chris200@yahoo.com or chris200@gmail.com. The best way to get in contact with this website is to go to Podcast Alley and put in Audio On Demand in the search. And from there, you can look at the different casts that I have available and click on into the website. I have it on a Cox account. A free Cox account. I've got the audio files on another server, so someday I may buy a domain. I don't know. I've always wanted to, but I've always been afraid that I'll buy a domain and not be happy with it and buy six or seven more of them and then lose track of them and all that crap. So anyway, check me out there, and I don't know. We'll have to see if I come up with a song for tonight. Might do a little bit of the Valley Lodge. I haven't listened to that lately. Tell you what, I'm going to do a Valley Lodge in the end of this cast. Enjoy the Valley Lodge.
All about the change. Well, somehow I got scared, 'cause I'm